果你需要圣经的，你可以举手，我们招待员会啊，马上把圣经给你啊，交给你。我们这样轮流来念好不好？中文的念单数，英文的念双数。We will ask you to help us in reading it together and to read chapter 3, 1 to 9. The Chinese read the singular verse and the English speaking would respond with the even verse. Okay. 大家讲到了啊。撒母耳记上第三章 First Samuel 3 1 to 9 Do you all have your Bible with you? Okay, alright. The Chinese speaking 请中文的童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华当那些日子耶和华的言语稀小不常有默示One eye, Eli, whose eyes were becoming too weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. 第三，神的灯在耶和华殿那月柜那里还没有熄灭。撒母耳已经睡了。Verse 4, Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, Here I am. 就跑到以利那里说，你呼唤我。我在这里，以利回答说：“我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”他就去睡了。Again, the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You call me, my son." Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." 第七，那时撒母耳还没认识耶和华。亚美的耶和华的默示 The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, you call me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. 因此以利对撒母耳说，你仍去睡吧，不唤你。你就说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。撒母耳就去睡在殿里了。第十节，English, would you respond verse 10? The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. Amen.
Amen.
今天早上我们看见神在我们教会身上的恩典。啊，你讲中文对不对 ？OK， 那你讲中文。那麻烦你翻译好不好？
刚刚牧师讲过，今天早晨在我们教会里，神行了他的奇迹异事。
God is Almighty.
神是大能的。
He's loving God.
他是一个慈爱的神。
He actively cares for not just our church, he cares for you too.
不但是非常主动的、积极的关怀我们的教会，也关怀各位。
He will speak to you.Through the scripture, his word.
他会由他的话语，他的圣经里面向你说话。
He's leading you to know his will for 2016.
在2016年，他会对你说话，然后告诉他的旨意。
God will also lead you to know your life in the future, personally.
神也会对你们每一个人说话，告诉你们未来。
So especially then this year, I ask you to join me to pray that you will be able to listen to what God is saying to you.
所以今年我特别的要请各位，我们一起以祷告的心来聆听神对你要说什么话。
God will speak to you through the Bible.
神会由他的圣经里面对你说话。
As you open up God's word every day in prayer, and God would speak to you personally.
当你每天打开圣经或者祷告的时候，神会亲自与你说话。
God will train you.
神也他也会训练你。
He will correct you.
他也会督责你，改正你。
He may even rebuke you sometime.
甚至有时候会责备你。
So you can be the type of person God wants.
所以你会成为一个神能够使用的人。
And I'm sure, as you wait on Him, He will be calling you.
所以当你在等候神的时候，我确信他会呼召你。
The first call upon you, if you're not a Christian yet, is in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39.
如果您还不是基督徒的话，神对你的第一个呼召就是在《使徒行传》二章三十八到三十九。
Oh, I guess I know I goof. I have not given them the PowerPoint this morning because so very busy. So I wonder if.
对不起，今天的这个大概这个。
谢谢。
OK.
All right. Now in Acts chapter 2, verse 38-39, it says this.
使徒行传第二章三十八到三十九是如此说的。
God said, Peter. Was responding to the people, and he says, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. 38-39
彼得就对那些心里扎心的人这样的回应，他说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们的和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
Now if you are not sure this morning you are a Christian yet,
如果你今天早上您还不能够确定你是不是一个基督徒，
Now this first sermonIn the history of the church, by Peter, is speaking to you.
所以这篇彼得的这篇讲道是教会历史中的第一篇讲道。这教会历史中的第一篇讲道也是今天所要跟各位讲的。
He told the people, he says, if you realize you have sinned against God, then you need to repent.
彼得就说，你们知道你们是对神来说是有罪吗？那你们就必须要悔改。
And God has called you to be baptized.
神是他呼召你们要来受浸的。
You
know, 他的名受浸。
You notice it says, God will call. That means not only at that time, God continued to call you today.
这里讲说神会来呼召你，表示不但是当时，而且是继续不断的，神要呼召你。
Now you said I have done nothing. Why would God call me?
要也许你会说啊，我什么也没做啊，神为什么要呼召我呢
？I haven't even cared for him.
我甚至对他一点都不在意。
Today is the first time I come to church.
今天是我第一次来教会，神会呼召我吗
？Did you know that God loves you?
你知不知道神爱你
？He loves you not because how good you are.
他爱你不是因为你有多好，
Not how smart you are.
不是因为你有多聪明，
What you have done for him.
也不是说因为你为他做了什么，
Or how your family have done for him.
或者是你的家庭为他做了什么。
God love you all because of his grace.
神爱你唯一的理由就是因为他的恩典。
Notice in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
我们看提摩太后书一章第九节。
The Bible said he has saved us and called us to holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
It is all because of God's unearned favor on our part, and God just freely want to save you.
所以不是因为我们能够应该获得什么，而是神他白白的赐给我们。
So God's purpose for your life today, and He's calling you and speaking to you, I hope personally, to be like Lucy and Daniel. You will repent of sins, and you will be baptized too.
所以照样希望今天他的呼召，就像呼召我们 Daniel 弟兄，我们 Lucy 姐妹一样。他神今天会亲自对你说话，他亲自在呼召你。
And God will give you a new direction in your life from now on.
从今开始，神会给你一个新的指示，新的方向。
And then God is calling you, don't live for your life anymore. Now I care for you. You come back, and I will direct you, and I love you, and I will provide for you.
神说不要再照你自己的那个样子去活了，今天我把你招来，就是我因为我爱你，然后我要告诉你，我要指示你怎么样去活。
Because God's only begotten Son has died on the cross for you already, so you accept Him and your sins will be forgiven.
因为神的独一的爱子已经为你的罪死在十字架上了，所以他是为你而
All you need to do is to repent of your sin. You say, God, I'm sorry. I'm come back to you.
所以你唯一要做的就是能够悔改，跟神，神啊，我错了，我要再回到你的怀抱。
And let Jesus to be your boss and your guide, director from now on.
让神做你的主，做你的引领。
Now, if you say, I have already done that.
那你会已经说、啊、我都已经这东西做了，我已经做了。
I am a Christian already.
我已经是个基督徒了。
I've been baptized already.
受过洗了。
What's next?
啊，下一步是什么
？Oh, God called you to be a royal priest.
哦，下一步神召你是做一个有君尊的祭司。
Would you join me in reading this verse in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9？
我们大家一起念一章好吗？彼得前书二章第九节，好吗？
中文的啊。
中文，唯有你们是被拣选的族类。是有君尊的祭祀，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
In the English, let's read.
英文 please.
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him.Who call you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Now, God wants you not just be a Christian only, but you will be a priest.
所以神呼召你不只是叫你成为一个基督徒而已，他还要让你做一个有君尊的祭司。
Notice, God is saying to you in His word, you are chosen, you are special.And God said, "You are a holy nation."
So, 这里讲说你是被拣选的，你是很宝贵的，很特殊的，是有君尊的，是一个神的国度，属神的国度的。
So then, since you're Christian, God says, "I want you to serve me as a priest."
So, 既然你是个基督徒的，我就要你做祭司来侍奉我。
You are a priest.To help others to come to know Jesus.
你这个君尊的祭司就是要帮助别人，同样来认识我，认识神。
You are a priest who would pray for other people, your friends, and this whole nation.
你这个祭司也就是为你的亲戚朋友，为所有人祷告，为这个国度祷告的人。
Today, United States may be under terrorist dark shadow or even attack.
今天美国已经是似乎在活在这个恐怖分子阴影中，甚至有被攻击的可能。
How are we going to protect the United States of America from these people who even want to kill themselves to kill other people?
所以我们怎么样能够美国怎么样能够在这个 怎么样能够保护自己呢？甚至从这些要自杀者的，宁愿去自杀者的人的这个恐怖中救出来呢？
Even the FBI, even the national security people, they cannot protect everyone.
这些所谓的联邦调查局也好，这些人都没有办法能够真的保护任何人的。
But you can, you can.
但是你可以。
By being a priest of God.
就是成为一个神的祭司，你可以做到。
Pray for this nation.
请大家迫切为这个国家祷告。
When we pray together, God will answer our prayer and protect even right here in Irvine.
所以当我们一起凝聚在一起祷告的时候，神会保护我们，甚至就是像我们这个尔湾这样一个小地方。
Well, you may say, well, no, there's some church prayer meeting. Some people still come in and kill people.
然后你想到前一阵一个例子，有的教会正在查经祷告会，居然就有人进来拿枪，把那些参加这些查经祷告会的人给杀死了。
God has His special purpose for that.
在这里面，神也有他特别的旨意。
And I thank God that for those people in the black church, they will forgive the young man that came to do this kind of bad things.
我感谢神，这个黑人的教会这些基督徒能够原谅这个凶手。
But we as a Christian know that whatever circumstances, we will keep continuing to pray not only for ourselves but for America.
但是我们身为基督徒就知道，不管在何种情况下，我们就要不断的。祷告，为这个国家，为自己，为别人祷告。
Notice the Bible did not just say you're a priest, you are a royal priest.
就这里不仅是祭司，而且是有君尊的祭司。
In other words, you have a kingly, a royal position.
所以你是这一个像皇族一样一个尊贵的地位。
And you will be someday ruling with Jesus together in heaven too.
所以有一天我们会在天上与耶稣一同做主。
Because God has provided you a seat already in heaven as soon as you become Christian.
所以当你成为基督徒以后，神在天上已经给了你一个位置。
So as a royal person who has a seat in heaven, God has to listen to your prayer.
所以当你成为一个君尊的祭司，神国度里面有个位置的时候，神是一定会听你的祷告。
And we must pray more so that we'll be secure in God.
所以我们必须要继续更迫切的祷告，让我们在神里面有真正的安全。
And we would even pray more so that our friends and loved ones would become a blessing by God, and they would be protected by God.
我们迫切为我们亲戚朋友祷告，所以他们也能够成为神的祝福，神也会保护他们。
Now one more thing that God will call you.
另外有一件事情，神怎么呼召你？
This is the first call that I pray that you will receive from God.
这是第三个我希望你能够得到的呼召。
What I mean is that when you're praying before God,When you're listening to the message, when you're reading the Bible, you will feel God is calling you to do something even more special.
所以当你在听到或者祷告或者在读经的时候，你会听到一个呼召，就神要你出来做一个特别的事情。
That is that you will become a pastor or a deacon of our church.
神很可能要你出来做我们教会的牧师，或者做一个教会的执事。
Now you say that, no way. That's only for you, Wilfred Chang, and your son, but not for me.
哦，你很可能有人说啊，不可能的啦，钟牧师，对了，你这家世代都是牧师之家了，是对你的呼召，对我们是不可能的。
Not true.
我对不起，我跟这个说，不是。
Because the Bible said, here is a trustworthy saying.Whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task.
这里在提摩太前书三章一到三讲到说，人若想要得到监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。
It is a wonderful position to become a pastor or to become a deacon in the church.
能够羡慕这个做监督、做传道人或者做这个执事，是一个很让人羡慕的职位。
Today, if you are in China,
今天如果您在大陆的话
，you are under some home church or what they call underground churches.
你或者是在一个家庭教会或者一个地下教会。
As soon as you become a Christian,
你一旦成为了一个基督徒。
And you are touch, and you want to bring other people to become Christian too.
你要想要引领别人也成为基督徒。
But then, when everybody bring people to church, what happened? Too many people.
所以当很多人把人带领到教会的时候，会发生什么样的事情？就是好像人太多了。
Because their church is in the home.
因为他们是所谓的家庭教会。
Now you have 20, 25 people, you can pack it. It's okay.
如果是家里可以装个大概二三十个人，应该没有问题。
But if you have that many people, 40, 50, 100 people come, you cannot hold that many people.
那如果家里来四五十个人，甚至上百人的时候，你这家里存不下了。
Besides, if you have that many people in your home, the government, the police, and the 公安队啊 they are coming to check you out.
如果家里存那么多人，很可能公安就会来检查，
查一下。What is the plan? What should they do?
到底这群人到底在干什么
？Oh, they have other churches.
所以他们要
They would have other churches. They would.
所以这样的话就自然而然就要分散，要成立另外一个教会。
They would move this church into another person's home.
所以很可能就要再分散到别人的家里。
Another home.
另外一个人家里。
So that each home would only have about 20, 25 people.
所以每个人家就大概二三十个人是最合适。
Now then, who's going to take care of those people in the 25 people, in the home?
当另外一个家庭教会成立的时候，谁能够照管这些人呢
？They need a pastor, right?
自然而然，他们需要一个牧师啊。
Who's going to be the pastor?
谁是牧师呢
？Oh, the head of the home.
当然就是这个家的主人了。
Because you've beenloving the Lord, you've been training the Bible.
因为你爱主，而且你在神的话里也得到训练。
And then you will become a pastor or a deacon in the church. Then you become a leader in the church. In other words,
所以你在教会就成为一个教会的领袖，你或者成为牧师，或者成为执事。
Brothers and sisters, God wants all of us to have this kind of a noble aspiration.To become a deacon or a pastor.
所以神让我们每一个人都有这样一个很高贵的一个理想，就是哎，有一天也许我能够成为牧师，有一天也许成为执事。
But of course, there are conditions.
当然，要成为牧师或者执事是有这个规定的。
Who can be leaders of the church?
谁能够做教会的领袖呢
？Notice that's what the Bible says right there.
这就是教会给我们这牧神的话语告诉我们。
And as you go home, read the Bible, you'll find out these are the qualifications to be a pastor or a deacon.
所以当你回去可以细细的研讨，要成为教会的领袖，就是要这些是资格。
To be able to teach.
能够第一个能够。
If you're a pastor, you should be able to teach.
我是牧师的话，第一个当然要能够讲道。
But if you say I'm not that good in teaching，
所以你如果说哎，我讲道我不来劲。
In fact, I hate teaching。
甚至我很怕去讲道。
I don't like listening to things。
Yeah, 我不喜欢，不是我的专长。
Okay, you can be a deacon then。
那你就可以做执事啊。
You can be a minister then。
那你可以做一个传道人呢。
In other words, you will help other people。
就是说你可以帮助别人。
A deacon is supposed to help and serve other people.
执事就是用来服侍人的，别的人的。
So either you'll be a teacher or you'll be a helper in the church.
或者可以做一个主日学的老师，或者能够在教会帮助别人。
And God is calling you to be one of those.
所以神就是要呼召你能够。做其中的这样一个执事。
The more we have, the more churches we'll build.
越多的传道人，越多执事，我们教会就能够建立的更多。
And that's why in China today, it is the fastest growing churches in the whole world.
所以今天这个中国基督教的这个发展的这个程度是全世界第一名的。
And brothers and sisters, I trust today God will call you. To be either a pastor or a deacon.
就我深信神会呼召你们中间有些人或者做传道人或者是做执事。
But you must fulfill those qualifications.
但是你必须要合乎刚刚讲到提摩太前那个前书里面讲的这些职做执事监督的一个资格。
But you may say, Pastor, how can I hear? How do I know?
那你另外我说，那牧师我怎么知道我是不是真的听到神的呼召呢？
Oh, very easy. Look at Samuel's life.
很简单，我们就看看撒母耳的人生吧。
About his story today.
呀，我们看看他撒母耳他是怎么听到神的呼召。
Does young boy Samuel hear God's call?
撒母耳这个童子小男孩是在什么时候听到神的呼召呢？
It was at night time.
哦，是在晚上睡觉的时候。
When he was sleeping next to the temple.
说他在圣殿里面在那边睡觉的时候。
So God may call you in the church.
那神就是在教会里面呼召你哦。
And then, of course, God may call you through other people too.
神也可能通过别的人来呼召你。
I remember when I was young.
记得当我还年轻的时候。
I hate to be a pastor.
我就是决心，我
Why?
不要做牧师。
Why? Because
为什么
my dad and mom is very poor.
因为我爸妈都是很清贫的。
I never have my own room.
我连自己房间都没
有。I live in the church.
My
job is to clean up the church.
我的工作就是要打扫教会。
The custodian of the church is pastor's wife, his son. You know, that's what he's supposed to do.
所以教会的清洁工就是牧师的儿子。
I have no choice if I don't do it. My dad will be, you know, getting after me.
所以如果我不干的话，我的老爸就会对付我。
And pastor is so poor, no way, no.
牧师实在很清贫啊，我绝对不要做，绝对不要做。
I want to serve God, yes.
我要做基督的没错，我要侍奉神没错。
To make some money and donate to God to build a big church, fine.
我宁愿去能够发财，能够赚钱来捐给教会，来盖教堂，而不愿意做传道人。
But I'm not going to be a pastor.
千万不要让我当传道人。
But when God called me and talked to me, I had no choice.
但是当神呼召我，跟我说话的时候，我就别无选择了。
In fact.All my relatives and friends, when they saw me, they don't call my name. They don't call Ding Gi or Wilfred. They don't call me.
所以我所有的亲朋好友看到我都不是叫我的名字定基。
They call me Pastor's son.
叫我牧师的儿子。
Little pastor.
小牧师。
I said, please, I don't want to call me little pastor. I don't want to be pastor.
千万不要叫我小牧师，我这一辈子都不会要去做牧师的。
But everyone call me little pastor.
每一个人都叫我小牧师。
What am I going to do?
真的没法子。
So I'm going to come to America. I want to study engineering.
说我要到美国，你看你们这些亲戚朋友，我来读工程师。
But God still speaks to my voice.
神还是继续在对我说话。
Even when I was taking an examination, trying to get into Taiwan University, I was taking an examination, trying to get to Taiwan first.
Okay, 甚至在我在考试准备要到台湾去台湾读大学的时候。
I still remember there was one question: What do you plan to do in the future?
一个问题是你未来的计划是什么？
I see.Well, maybe engineering. I'm not sure yet.
那我就说，我还不太确定，也许是工程师吧。
But a very strange thought came to me.
但是一个很奇怪的这个想法进到我脑子里。
Maybe you want to serve God.
你说，也许你要服侍神吧。
Maybe God wants you to be a pastor.
也许神要你做一个牧师吧。
You see, you cannot get out of it.
所以你看，你就是无处可逃。
I know that God will speak to you too.
我深信神也会同样跟你说话。
As you are waiting for Him.
当你在等待他的对你的呼召的时
候。Oh, maybe at night time.
也许就是晚上睡觉的时候啊。
But you must pay attention.
但是你必须要集中你的注意力。
Now you notice that Samuel did not know God called him.
那我们看看那个读的经就是。小撒母耳并不知道，就是神在呼召他。
Three times God told him he didn't know, and he said, "Oh, Eli, priest, were you calling me?"
Yeah, 三次神三次呼喊他，小 小撒母耳都不知道神在乎，就跑去对这个祭司以利说，哎，是不是您在叫我呢？
Eli finally realized it was God that's calling Samuel.
所以这个老祭司终于后来终于明白了，哦，是神在呼召这个小童子。
So Eli taught him something very important.
所以这个以利这个祭司就教撒母耳一个非常重要的功课。
He said, you must say to God, Lord,Please speak. Your servant is listening.
所以他就跟他说，撒母耳，你要注意，就神在呼召你的时候，你就要说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
Why didn't God speak directly to Samuel right away at first?
所以神为什么不直接了事呢？就是直接对撒母耳讲话就算了嘛。
Because he wasn't paying attention to God.
因为撒母耳他没有在专心的
听。He was a young child.
他还是很小。
Oh, I heard some voice. Oh, well, okay, maybe Eli calling me.
所以他以为就是哦，也许这个老祭司在叫我，不是神在叫我。
But when he turned his attention to God, say, God, here I am. Speak to me. I'm listening.
但是，一旦他注意集中、专心听的时候
，Then God spoke to him.
神就对他说话了。
So, brothers and sisters, you and I need to pay attention to God.
弟兄姐妹，我们也要专听静，既然专心静听神怎么对我们说话。
Sometimes we pay attention to too many things.
我们对很多事情都很专心，都听。
We pay attention to the stock.
我们这特别股票市场有什么风吹草动，
we pay attention
我们就非常注意。
Today, what Donald Trump says, and what Carlson said.What Hillary Clinton say?
美国总统大选呢？这个共和国的这个 Donald Trump 说什么？这个 Hillary 又说了一些什么
？Oh, we pay attention to Star Wars.
哦，现在这个星际大战那个新的电影出来啊，我们的耳朵竖起来。
You got to see that movie. That was great.
哎呀，一定要看必看的电影。
I confess, I saw it too myself.
Really?
And I like it.
Really? Okay. 牧师自己去看，他也很喜欢。Okay.
But.Do you pay attention to listen to God?
但是你是不是能够真的以这样专注力来听神的话呢？
Do you open your Bible and read God's word?
你有没有打开圣经研读神的话语呢？
And pray and say, God, please speak to me.
同时祷告说，神啊，求你对我说话。
When you do that, God will speak to you.
当你如此做的时候，神就会对你说话。
And then the third thing, notice that Samuel was a young boy, only about 12.Or 13 years old.
那我们知道撒母耳当时只是一个十二岁的一个小男孩。
He was a very honest, nice young little boy, loved by his mother.
他是一个非常好的一个孩子，然后他的父母，他的妈妈，尤其他妈妈特别的疼他，疼爱他。
And he was to offer to God to serve when he was young.
当他生下来，他的母亲就把他奉献给神，以后要侍奉神的。
And he had a tender heart.
所以他的心是非常的柔软的。
He was just a little boy.
他只是一个小男孩。
Whatever God says, I'll listen.
神怎么说我就怎么听。
Now today, when you listen to God, you must pay attention and don't be so tough that don't resist in hearing God's voice.
当你在听神的话语，第一个要专心，第二个是不要心硬，心不要硬。
Yes, as the Holy Spirit said, today you hear it, but don't harden your heart.
所以这个圣灵就说不要心硬啊，心不要硬啊。
Now, how would people harden their hearts?
说这个心硬是怎么一回事呢？
The Book of Luke, Jesus tells us several things how people's heart is hard, hardened.
路加福音告诉你人的心是怎么个硬法。
First, Satan hardened your heart.
一个是魔鬼使你的心硬。
Oh, after you hear a sermon, you go out and you see so many other things, and you see many things that is not honoring to God. You pay attention to those bad things, then Satan take away your listening ability.
所以当你听完道以后，你到外面花花世界，马上就被一些别的东西吸引了，然后你就没有专注在神的话语。这个撒旦就把神道给你拿走。
Or the Bible said you do not have root in your heart.
或者说神就说你的没有这个根。
That means that you have not been reading your Bible, you're not growing in the Lord, then your heart will go hard, go hard.
就说你并没有专注在神的话，也没有读经，没有祷告，所以你就像一个没有根的这个没有根。
Especially when there's trial and temptation.
当试炼来临的时候。
And then the Bible says, when money and when worry and entertainment, all these things will crowd your heart, so you won't be able to listen to God.
Yeah, 所以当一些事情来了，好比说金钱或者烦恼或者是试探来的时候，你的心就变成被这些事情充满了，你没有办法再说神的话语。
You should not work hard and make some money, and that you should do your study, and all these are very important.
我不是在这里说你不应该去赚钱养家，你不应该去读书，这都是好事。
But you must take time by yourself, listening to God, reading His word, and be soft in listening to His voice.
但是你必须找出一个时间来与神在一起，聆听他的话语。但他在这期间，你的心必须要柔软，不要心硬。
Especially be persistent in hearing God, what God is saying to you.
而且是要有一个固定的时间、固定的地点来听神的话语。
Then you will hear God's voice.
你就会听到神对你说。
And finally, you must have a heart like Samuel, want to obey God.
最后，你必须要有一个像撒母耳一样，有一个顺服神的心。
Notice what Samuel had to say.
你看撒母耳是怎么说的
？He said, "Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listening."
撒母耳说。请说，仆人静听。
A servant is to obey what the master says.
仆人必须遵守主人所吩咐的一切。
We cannot just read the Bible by itself and forget all about it. We must obey what the Bible teaches.
我们不能说只是把经读完以后就算了，而是要读了以后要怎么样？要听神的话。
And when you have a heart to obey whatever God says,
当你有一个遵奉神话语的心。
I guarantee you, you will hear God's voice.
我保证你一定能够听到神对你所说的话。
God will use you as a royal priest.
神会把你当用你当君有君尊的祭司。
God will call you to be a deacon or even a pastor.
神甚至会呼召你成为一个传道人或者是一个执事。
Maybe a missionary.
也许是一个出去传道的。
And God will give you a job to serve in the church.
神也会在教会里让你有一个服事的工作。
And if you're not Christian yet, God will call you to be baptized.
如果您还不是基督徒，神也会呼召你，让你能够成为一个基督徒。
Finally, when I came to United States the first time, I was a lonely man living in with my relative in her house.And I met a tall, big, young Chinese guy live upstairs.
当我刚刚来美国的时候，我是一个独自一个人住在亲戚朋友的家，非常的孤单。这时候我的楼上有一个非常高大的一个年轻人住在我的楼上。
He was an ABC.
他是一个所谓土生土长的一个华侨。
That means he was American-born Chinese.
Yeah, 就所谓的 American-born Chinese, 土生土长的华侨。
He doesn't speak much Chinese at all.
他的中文的确就是讲不了几句中文的了，不好。
But he was a very kind man.
但是他是一个非常有恩慈的一个人。
He loves God.
非常爱主。
And he was a painter. He made his living by painting houses.
他是一个油漆工，以此为生。
Then on Sunday morning, he'll say, "Wilfred, would you like to go to church?"
一到礼拜天早上就跟我讲说，定机啊，咱们去教会怎么样
？I'll bring you to church.
我可以带你去教会哦。
I say, "Of course, I'll join you."
我说很好啊，我去。
And then when I get to church, I find he's the deacon of the church.
一到了教会才发现，原来这个人一个油漆工，他原来是教会的执事。
Oh, God loves him.
神非常的爱他。
And God provided him a very beautiful wife.
神赐给他一个非常美丽的一个妻子。
It's a nurse.
妻子是一个护士。
And they serve God together wonderfully.
他们在一起侍奉神，非常的好。
Whenever anybody has problem, he'll go to this deacon and his wife.
说人 一有什么问题，就会跑到去找这一对夫妇。
They will without question, they will help you anything you need. They will help you.
所以每次他们就是尽量的能够帮助你。
When I had problem, when I was lonely, when I was depressed, I talked to him.
当我觉得孤单、觉得沮丧，的时候，我就去跟他讲话。
And he comforted me.
他就安慰我。
I will never forget this man.
我永远不会忘记这位弟兄。
His name is called Larry Lowe.
他的名字叫做 Larry Lowe.
Now, of course.
ABC,
now today,
罗弟兄,
today he's in heaven now.
今天他已经在天上与父
回到天家。His wife is still living.
妻子还在,
还活着。He has several good children.
儿女都非常的好。
And his son is a police captain.
哦，他的儿子是一个警察局的局长嘛。
Serve the Lord faithfully also.
忠心的侍奉主。
Now today I can become God's servant. It's all because one of the reasons because of this deacon in the church.
今天我能够成为神的仆人，有一个其中一个很大的原因，就是因为这位。油漆工的执事。
My life can be healthy, it can be good today because of this deacon's help.
我今天能够这么健康的活着，那么健全的活着，就是因为这位弟兄，这位执事帮助。
Let us pray.
一起祷告。
Father, we want to serve you.
主，我们要服侍你。
We thank you for the opportunity to be a royal priest.
我们感谢你赐给我们这个机会，让我能够当一个有君尊的祭司。
And you know that our church needs deacons and need new pastor.
主啊，你知道我们这个教会需要新的传道人，需要执事。
And we pray that you will provide.
我求主你的供应吧。
And we pray that you will touch many here today.
求主你能够触摸到我们许多人的心的深处。
That they will serve you too.
让他们能够愿意能够侍奉你。
May you call everyone here today.
求主你呼召我们今天在座的每一个人。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.